Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Has it turned in an hour and ever for the Cavs overnight? Tyrese Haliburton goes down. Last night, game 7, he looks like that's going to be out for a year. That's an Achilles injury. According to his father, who spoke to Shams Charania, Tyrese Haliburton, and it was a bad injury enough to put him in crutches for the rest of the night and have that be part of the conversation.
You knew what it was as soon as you saw it.
Yeah, but I can't sit there and go shoot my mouth off because who actually knows what happened?
Well,
but
it looks you're not a Twitter doctor. You can't just assume.
I actually blocked all the Twitter doctors out there.
I don't even go on Twitter anymore. Very rarely.
You're just the best, aren't you?
Well, what's the difference in you blocking all the Twitter doctors and me just not going on at all?
Because it makes it more fun. Plus, it's more conversational with me. It looks like he's torn his Achilles and he will be out for a significant amount of time. Probably not until October of 2026 is the beginning of that season. So it looks like he's going to miss an entire year. Has it become now or never for the Cavaliers with Tyrese Haliburton's injury and Jason Tatum's injury in Boston?
Well, I was just saying, I went home. I made sure we were at friend's house yesterday and I told my wife, I'm like, I got to go home and watch this game. It's game 7 and not a huge NBA guy, but it's game 7. You got to go home and watch it, right?
Game 7.
And she goes, well, who do you want to win? Do you want the Thunder to win? You're from Oklahoma. And we've talked about, they moved there after I left, so they're not my team, right? But I just told her then, I go, I want whoever wins that gives the Cavs a better chance to go further next year, right? And in a weird way, the Haliburton injury gives them a better chance to move forward. I didn't wish it on him, but it's changed my mind about I want them to do this offseason.
Well, no one's wishing it on them, but no one's going to call you a bastard for trying to take advantage.
There's one less team now that you're competing with.
Yeah, you can feel that way. That doesn't make you a bad person for that. But I tell you what, I think there's a sub-question to this as well, because I think that this is where it hits you right in the face. When is that Donovan option? You looked that up earlier in the show. Do you remember when that...
He can opt out after next year.
After this coming years, right? After 2025, 2026. Then I do think it becomes now or never. And the reason for that is simple. I mean, you were frustrated after this last finals run, or excuse me, playoff run that didn't really become a run. Everybody else was frustrated. I think he was frustrated
as well.
I'm sorry.
I think I had that wrong. I think the option is 27-28.
Well, then if the option is 27-28, then it does give you a little bit of time.
Because that's why it's a two-year window. That's why because they have this entire thing under control for 2 more years.
So no matter what, I think it's a two-year. Okay, because it... Yeah, I didn't know. I asked you. You gave me bad information, but that's beside the point. If it's 2 years, it's still 2 years. I think that when you get those guys back in 27-28 or 26-27, I think it's going to become a little bit different and obviously more difficult in the East. It's already going to be more difficult in the West. But coming out of the East, I think people look at this is your opportunity. This is put up or shut up time for this team, because they're as frustrated as they've ever been with this team. And to the point where I think that they've wanted to make trades to punish guys some way, somehow. And I don't believe in any of that, but it's like, hey, this is going to be time to take that next step, if ever.
But they won 64 games.
But they didn't do anything in the postseason.
We're acting like they were the Magic.
And overall, Jason, I agree with you. But when you don't do anything in the postseason, you're killing any regular season zest. Like, I can sell you on the regular season in some way about Evan's growth because of Darius's injury.
Yeah.
People are just not going
to
buy that.
I'm not trying to say that 64 games wins them anything. It doesn't. I'm saying to have this conversation about, well, is now the time? Yeah, it's been the time. It was as soon as they made the trade for DeAndre Hunter, it became the time.
But I think it's the time naturally for this team. This is what's most frustrating about it. Now's the time. Time for what? Well, time to get to the finals. So many people I'm talking to right now, they don't believe that they can go to the finals without a significant trade.
And that's why
I don't know how you make that trade, but they believe that's the only way you're going to get to the finals is with shaking up the core four.
And that's why I just think the pendulum has swung so far the other way on this and how this team is viewed. I just think it's unfair. And I was as hard on them as everybody else was when the season first ended. And yeah, they deserved it. They deserved the scorn to have the season that they did and to be, I mean, to have the horrible timing of playing your worst basketball of the year at the most important two-week stretch at that moment is terrible. But that doesn't mean that it's an awful team that you blow the whole thing up.
No.
And plus, with the rules the way that they are, it's very, very difficult for them to make a trade and get better.
Exactly.
That's the reality.
But you're not, I think for, like, Anthony has brought this up several times. You're not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not blowing the thing up. I think you have more of a risk of blowing it up if you move on from a Darius Garland than people want to admit, because you could bring in a bunch of role guys, as has been said to me, and I think you could be just a programmatic non-fit and be a non-entity in the postseason. I still think you can make the postseason, but I don't know if you're going to be any more of a threat than what you've ever been before by taking away talent from your basketball team. Naturally, I think that it has to start with Evan. But I think that the clock is sped up with a lot of people where your opportunity is not going to be much better out of the East. Orlando's going to be better this coming year. Yeah. Detroit is going to naturally get better. Who knows what they're capable of? I don't know what their cap situation is or anything like that, but I'm sure they're capable of something. Like, we are a team that's kind of up against it. I have Boston that, as you have said earlier this morning, not just with the Jason Tatum injury, they're going to shed salary. And they're going to be getting rid of some guys, which means that you are going to be able to take that next step. You're already the number one seed, but in seriousness with everybody else, taking that next step. So this coming year is very much that year, except that the fans don't really trust the guys who are in the uniform now because of what happened in the postseason. They do not trust these guys anymore.
When you talk about trades and when you talk about Darius and you talk about moving on and breaking this up, what's really fascinating to me in all of this, for years, I've talked about this before, but there's this saying in the NBA that four quarters don't equal a dollar. That you want dollar players in the NBA. Dollar players are what win you championships. Obviously, LeBron, Kevin Durant, these are dollar players. Donovan Mitchell's a dollar player. You can't trade a dollar player, get four quarters back, and be a better team. You would take the dollar every time. Last night, Sam Presti said he absolutely believes that depth is the new way in the NBA. And it's just, it's as we talk about this new world, as we talk about parity, as we talk about this dynamic shifting, I wonder if that is still true. Do four quarters equal a dollar?
Then,
and I don't know that we know the answer to that.
Then let me ask you another unanswerable thing. Are we focusing on the wrong people then? Like, I hear about Okoro or Strus or Wade or someone else there and the possibilities of making moves in those spots. And I think that people just go, well, that's not going to fix anything. Okay, but if we're talking about depth and guys who can help out, like Darius Garland, no matter what, is going to be injury prone. That's just what his career is. Evan Mobley is going to put on more weight, but he's still going to be more slight. You don't want him too heavy. Jared Allen's Jared Allen, and Donovan is still always going to be 6'3 or 6'4, which still makes him undersized. As much muscle as he has,
he ain't 6'4.
It's going to make him, okay, so he's 6'3. It's going to make him undersized. So the part where you become better is on those margins, is on that edge, because I don't think you can move on from those four guys. The easiest one I think to move on from is Jared Allen.
Yes.
And that means you're going to get more depth, hopefully, because you find guys that are coming along with these other teams that are not household names. We have guys on this team that are not household names. Where are they when you need them the most? It's easy to fill it up against Miami, a team that wasn't trying. It was obviously much different in the second round.
Max had an awful final game. What was he, 0-for-9? I think in the closeout game.
And sent a text to everybody before it about how hard they were going to work.
Terrible, terrible, terrible final game. Up until that point, I thought Donovan trusted him more than anybody else on the floor throughout the playoffs. So I would not put him, like, to me, he's one of the, and he's got the finals experience. He's been there. He understands that he's one of the few guys on this roster that has. I would not put him in that conversation. In terms of Okoro and Wade, they have no trade value. Like, Dean has more than Isaac. Isaac has no trade value.
Well, I don't, but where else am I supposed to improve? I can't improve anywhere else. I can't just trade away Darius Garland for a bunch of no-namers.
I agree with you. And that's why, so when you look at, like, look at how Boston did it. They didn't touch Jalen and JT were their core pieces.
Yes.
Marcus Smart was an integral piece to what they did. And I remember foolishly now at the time thinking, I don't know if they got better or not by trading Marcus Smart and bringing in Porzingis. And then, I mean, Porzingis had a ton of injuries too. But then when you look at Porzingis, you're like, oh yeah, okay, this is a totally different monster. They're significantly better. And the Jrue Holiday piece was a huge piece for them. Same thing with OKC. Shea was the guy there. But Josh Giddey was important to what they did. So to me, the translation there is Jarrett. So Evan and Donovan are probably your untouchables at this point. Darius, I would put third on that list, and Jared is the one. Jared's very important to what they do. He's integral to what they do, but he's also been a no-show when they needed him the most the last couple of years. And I wrote after the season, I don't know how you bring him back. I just don't know how you bring him back. But at the same time, you can't just give him away for nothing, and it's very difficult for this team to make trades right now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.